When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, guys, check it out. I invested in this company called Aqua Hydrate. I love it. It's awesome. It's alkaline water, which you've heard about a million times, but this one has the highest level of added minerals, electrolytes, highest alkaline balance, pH balance on the water. It's fantastic. And because I invested in them, I was able to get a discount code. So that's really what this is about. So we got $5 off per case if you go to GNC. So check it out. $5 off at GNC. You just use the promo code Jillian on GNC.com. You have $5 off a case of Aqua Hydrate water. It's the bomb. Bomb diggity. Yeah, all through the month of May. You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show.
Oh, Manus.
Oh, Jillian. Oh. Look at you and your what's going on? What's going on? Because you're a little,
I'm losing my religion, Manus.
Well, I can, yeah, I can kind of tell.
I'm definitely, all right, I have some news I really don't want to tell you guys. I feel so bad. But we are not doing a second season of the show, and there are a million reasons, none of which makes sense, to be honest with you. And I have a great relationship with E. I have nothing but respect for the people there. We didn't do well enough to be autonomous creatively.
Okay.
And I think, you know, there were some changes being thrown around and they just were changing. I don't know. We're just not doing it. And I'll tell you, it's kind of amazing. I'm in this really interesting place right now, a place that I'm seriously considering writing a book about, like, where I'm at, but I can't write the book cause I don't know the end. So I'm writing it as I'm going along, but like, I don't know what the end's going to be. And the book is literally, it's sort of like, I'm looking at this going, I was listening to a TED Talk. And it was like, what's the secret of success, right? And this woman is talking about grit, passion, and perseverance.
Okay.
And I was like, this is where, at some point, it's all going to break down to a certain extent. And then what? What if you've been passionate? What if you have persevered? Believe me, I've done the patience, the perseverance, the discipline, the learn from the mistakes, the prepping you for the right thing, all of it. And at the end of the day, I'm like, I couldn't have worked harder on that show. I couldn't have fought harder. I mean, yes, the show wasn't perfect, but I thought it was pretty damn good. And everyone who saw it loved it. And we were up against 4 Super Tuesdays and OJ. And it's like, it just turned into like, well, if we tweak this, if we tweak that, if we tweak this, if we tweak that, and it started turning into something that was unrecognizable. It was like, it started to become like this whole scripted thing. It was like, okay, and then, you know, then we're going to plan this wedding. And then it, I started seeing episodes that were written out that just didn't, I was like, how are you, I don't understand, why are you writing this out? This isn't how we live our lives. And then it was, Jillian trains a celebrity. And I'm like, I don't train celebrities.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. I've always said, like, I'm not a celebrity trainer. I train, like, when I train people, I train regular people. Like, I don't understand. It's like a show within a show. It just didn't work. And I respect the network being like, well, look, this is what we need for our network. And they were great to me. They treated me great. Sorry, my phone. They did. They treated me great. It was like, what you want to do, we don't think's going to work for us. And, you know, for me, I'm like, I would never go sit down and taste cake. I don't do that. I just was like, I don't understand. You know, it just couldn't come together. It was like a relationship where all of a sudden everybody wanted different things. And I didn't do well enough to be able to make a case for my creative vision.
Yeah, but Jill, look how unauthentic they were steering you. And I'm not saying anything disparaging.
But all those shows are like that. They're scripted. They're all scripted. I'm not talking about E. I'm just, they're all scripted. It's like, and then this fight happens, and yes, then that fight's going to happen, and then they're going to do, you know, and, you know, our show wasn't scripted. And, you know, they were like, well, you know, you were under by 4%. And they're like, but we love you guys, and we love the show, and we believe in it, but, and it just started to kind of like take on, if we just change this, if we change that. And I was like, I can't fight it. And nor will I win. I couldn't. It was a fight I can't win. It's not my network. I, you know, if they're buying a show, they need to buy a show that they think will work for their network.
Right.
And Janice, I seriously am like, I looked at a friend who was in a similar position. She's like, I know. So now what? Like, so now when you work so hard, and I'll be honest, it was everything I ever wanted in a TV show. I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to crap all over this. It was everything I ever wanted. It was honest. It was authentic. It was broader than
funny.
Weight loss. It engaged in conversations that were so much more meaningful, even though like it was couched in humor and sarcasm. And it was gradually showing people, like, people will come up to me on the street and they were like, I hated you, but you're funny. You're not like that at all. And it was, and I'm like, I told Heidi, I said, I feel like I trained for 12 years for the Olympics. I got to the tryouts and then I didn't make the team at the very end. And I was like, I know I'm not alone in feeling this way. I know I'm not alone. And it's definitely a shift. And I'm looking at it going, things are going to change. And I'll tell you, television has been such a struggle for me for such a long time. As we all know, we've seen me go all the horrible things that went on Loser. And that was a nightmare. One day I will write the book. I would tell you guys now, but while the show's still on, I have non-disclosures. Right. About like the horrible things that happened to me, that happened to everybody on the show. When I say horrible, I mean like unthinkably horrible, dirty, dark, evil, evil things. And it transcended through that, right? And I finally got to this place where I had a great network with great executives and a show I believed in. And then it was like being in a relationship and you want kids and the other person doesn't.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I got nothing to blame it on. I have no one to hate. I have no one to feel screwed over. I'm just sitting here being like, oh my God, it just didn't work. That's exactly what the only thing I can equate it to is like being in love with someone. And because I love the show, and it was so hard to get it there. It was so hard to get it there. And it was like, and then it just kind of got to a point where they were like, well, you know, we don't want kids. And I want kids, or vice versa.
Yeah.
And then there comes a point where you're like, you know, when the rules just start falling apart. It's like patience, fortitude, discipline, passion, determination. I have all those things. It's been 12 years. And I have still, you know, been unable to kind of like find that platform that I can sustain on traditional television. And I will tell you this. This is the one thing, like, as I've been kind of reevaluating all of it, because you feel like a failure.
Right.
You know, which is not a great feeling. And I felt like a failure a lot, but I'm like, good God. Really? Like, and this one hurts because I cared about it. It wasn't like, well, it's another project that didn't work, back to the drawing board. This one hurts because I truly cared about it. And I loved sharing it with the audience, and I loved dialoguing with them about it. But as I look at it now, I'm like, all right, there have been things that I've been struggling with for a while in Los Angeles and in the television business that have just been so hard for me, like spiritually, energetically. And the one thing that these moments kind of provide you is a blank slate. And when I say that, I mean anything's possible. And the only other time I felt like this was when I had spent 3 years at ICM working my way up, by the way. Same thing, like against all odds, fighting, kicking, clawing to get into the entertainment business, this behind the scenes, to get off of the, you know, the commercial department, into the motion picture lit department, into the training program, into the motion picture packaging department, to become a junior agent, only to get fired, which was my fault. I did not like a boss, and I ended up getting caught in a bad political situation, and I opened my mouth when I should have kept my mouth shut, right? They fired me after 3 years, and the boss that I sort of outed, his contract was renegotiated, because he was a huge agent,
right?
And I was done, and he blackballed me, no one would hire me. Should have kept my mouth shut, but I didn't like him. I thought he was a bad guy. It was historical. It was like the bad daddy thing. So nevertheless, I should have just stayed out of it and been like, I don't know. And I learned a great lesson. But I remember in that moment, right, I'm fired. I'm 20, almost 28. I'd spent all these years doing this. I didn't know what I was going to do. I had to go back to being a trainer, thinking like, okay, well, I got to pay my bills. And I've written about this. I've talked about this moment. But I remember in that moment going, well, I could do anything. I could learn to play the drums. I could join a band, you know, like, yeah. I remember going, I could do anything. And who knew that it would sort of take me here, right? So it ended up being the best thing that ever happened to me. But as I look at it now, I'm like, all right, you can do anything. Like, I'm still me. And you're right. I've saved enough money. Like, I could figure out a new path, a new way. And that's the one thing where I'm like, all right, this is the nugget that I'm finding in this moment here, because to sit there and just tell people patience, perseverance, sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes it's not meant to be. And that's where my religion, like everything I believe to be true, breaks down. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do. And you just, but what's interesting is you've just kind of said it. It's everything you believe to be true is, and every time you really, truly succeed, when Jillian Michaels, it's like when you just go, wow, that really worked. It's when it's your morals, your values, yeah, your vision. And that's the thing with that's what I find with television. There's so many people that want to stick their fingers in their face and they blacken the pot till it's toxic. And that was that. I think that's where just Jillian was probably heading.
That's where it was. Well, it was heading there because it's E, and you know, we need more of this, and we, you know, this is our brand, and it just, you know, you didn't quite make the, you know, the you know, you missed by 4%, the automatic, like, and it turned into this hole, and it just fell apart. And it's like, you know, and I don't, again, I have nothing bad to say about that network. Not one bad thing. Nothing. I mean, I was treated with respect. I was given a chance to fight for my vision. And I was like, but, you know, and I kept saying, but we didn't have, you know, the lead, we didn't have the right lead in, but we were up against four Super Tuesdays with 24 million viewers, but we were up against OJ and we still didn't, you know, but it doesn't matter. You know, at some point it's like, you don't get to win the fight anymore.
Yeah.
And I just, Janice, it's like, and that's where I'm just going, okay. And I'm looking at the landscape of what is possible right now. And it's definitely going to be, it's a new, like I told Heidi, I'm like, things are shifting. I've been feeling it since the beginning of the year. Like when I had that surgery and I had all this downtime, I was like, oh no. Things are shifting. Like I could feel myself like moving in a different direction. wanting to more, I'm like, instead of wanting to go back to work, like, okay, I'm rejuvenated. I was like, oh my God, I don't know how I'm going to face these same fights.
Sure.
And then it was, you know, I went to this refugee exhibit. We talked about that,
yes.
Didn't we?
Yeah.
And I was like, my heart has always been here. Things are shift, like not here with refugees per se, but like in wanting to do more philanthropic work. And then I'm starting to look at businesses we own. And as I've pulled my head out of the sand, I'm like, you know, I could turn this into something. Mm-hmm. Why can't I be Elon Musk? Why can't I take a chance and invest, like he took his PayPal money and he put it in a Tesla. And then SpaceX, you know, he constantly reinvents. And I'm like, why can't I reinvent this program that we have? Like, why can't I turn, we have this this thing called Fit Fusion, right? And I'm always like, yeah, it's the Netflix of fitness. But I haven't really been paying attention. And what it is, you know, we take all my exercise DVDs and we put them on this one platform, and we're gradually, and our philosophy is a little bit different. We're going after like known trainers, right? With professionally produced content. That's kind of our goal.
Which is why my clapping segment should be on quite quickly. That clapping.
Well, you thing. Would be on one of the other networks
oh.
with unknown people and poor
oh, right.
content.
Right, gotcha.
Okay. Right, yeah. So we are the professional people.
I'm sorry, that's right.
Right, yeah. And so that's the goal. And we it's like a fee per month. It's like $9 if you use it on the
which
web,
which is nothing.
A month, or you know, now we're on ATT Uverse and the Apple 3 app, or on Apple TV. We're getting it on Amazon now this month. We're talking to DirecTV. I mean, we're starting to actually. I'm like, oh my God! Like as I pulled my head up from the sand, I was like, look at us. We're, you know, we've got some traction here. And someone sat down with me the other day and he's like, you know, you talked this big game about how you were going to be the Oprah of fitness. And he's like, and what have you accomplished? Nothing. In that, where's the empire? And he's like, why haven't you turned, you could turn this into your network. And I don't know. I'm like, maybe. I'm looking at it going, maybe I could. He's like, why don't you produce a show for that? Your own show. Like something, like I could tape this and put it on there. Like I have to think about it, but then you're the master of your own domain.
Yes.
And that's where everything's going nowadays. Think
and
about it.
And that's where you're the most successful
That's where where are these people coming from now? They're not coming from traditional channels.
No.
They're creating their own thing on YouTube. They're creating their own businesses off Instagram. They're starting their own networks. They're starting their own businesses. They're starting their own everything. It's not... You know, they're not getting famous because they got a DVD in Walmart or a show on NBC. These girls are coming off YouTube, Instagram, in all music, all of it. It's all, you know, I'm self, but Macklemore, I put out my own album.
Yeah.
Everybody Passed, put out my own album. And hold on, I need a truck to take all my Grammys home. And so now I'm just like, okay, like, am I devastated? Yeah. Am I heartbroken? Without a doubt. Do I feel like a massive failure in this moment? Yes, I do. And I need to just be here because I need to go all the way through wherever this journey is going to take me. But at the same time, the one thing I'm going, my brain is definitely shifting. I'm looking at things in a different way. I hope it works. I hope I have some massive success story to tell you in 5 years when I, you know, write this book and put it out. But it's a blank canvas. And the only other analogy, like, I keep having, like, I had this dream. I was in a room, and I'm in the middle of a room. There's, let's say, 6 doors surrounding me in this circular room, and one's closed. The rest are open. But I know the path that's behind this door, right?
That's closed.
Yes. And I'm like, this path will take me to where I'm trying to go. So I just keep beating on the door. And I'm, like, bloodied at this point. And the other doors are open, but I don't know where they go. And finally, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to walk through another one of these hallways and see where it goes. Because at some point, it's not about quitting, but at some point, just like my career behind the scenes in the entertainment industry, that was not meant to be. And look what it gave way to. But it's like when one door closes, another door is open, but the hallway's hell. And nobody wants to go through hell.
But you know what, though? You've already, you've been here. That's the beauty. You've been here before. And I've heard you say that to people on tour. You survived. And look, you're still standing.
But now I'm in the hallway. them in the hallway, and I had a clear, I mean, I knew where this E! Show was going, clearly. It was an international platform to be able to have a broader conversation in a way that was funny and relatable. And to be honest with you, it was also a huge deal because it was a biracial family. It was a same-sex couple. It was a massive thing for, it was a massive, massive. My hope was that in 20 years, they looked back and said, that was the first of its kind. And it just breaks my heart on so many levels. Because my goals for that show were huge. Personally and honestly beyond my business. You know, I honestly thought they would study it years later as the first of its kind. And it just kills me. It crushes me. It breaks me. And it is what it is. It is what it is, and bad shit happens to people. This is nothing. People lose children. People come down with diseases, and this is what I mean. Sometimes the world defies logic. It doesn't matter how hard you work. It doesn't matter how much you care. It doesn't matter how passionate you are. The world is out of your control.
Yes.
It is. Yeah. So now what? So then what are you going to do? And that's what I'm trying to figure out right now. I don't have this book yet, though. It's going to take.
Yeah, but you know, I love that you shifted. And the beauty about a shift.
I haven't fully yet, Janice.
No, but the beauty about a shift is you never go back to where you were. Once you shifted,
it's shifting.
Things are things are never the same again. And it's scary as hell, but that's a beautiful thing that you never will go back to the way you used to think. When that shift, I'm telling you.
But boy, it's a loss, and let me tell you, I feel it. I feel it. It's just it's like heartbreaking for me. But, you know, hopefully, and I'm so sorry to everyone who liked the show. I got people tweeting me. I don't know how to tell them. When is it back on? I don't know how to tell them. So now you're going to hear it here now, I guess. This is how, because I can't put it into 140 characters.
Yeah.
Okay. On to the next.
You know what I'm going to do now?
No.
And I'm going to play some really nice music here.
But by the way, the music you've been playing lately.
No, I'm telling you, right now, as we're speaking, as we're speaking, there's some beautiful, tender music.
You can't play Enya though, right?
No, you can't play Enya because that's copyright laws. The last thing you need right now is some troubles with the law. Now, I'm just saying, so let's just all enjoy this beautiful music, shall we?
It sounds great.
Thank you, Jake.
Right, my little gardeners and home improvement posse, check out the New Works Aero Cart. This sucker is an 8-in-1 all-purpose carrier for heavy loads, makes everything easy to lift. It's a dolly, a wheelbarrow, a trailer mover, all in one. It's got this patented turbo lift technology that makes lifting 200 pounds feel like you're lifting 17. That's cool. They sent us one. We actually use it all the time. And when it arrived, I was like, what is this? Because they weren't yet sponsors. I thought Heidi ordered it, and Heidi thought I got it for her as a gift. So I did, in fact.
You did.
As a gift. So if you want to check this thing out, it's awesome. As I said, it's multi-purpose, multifaceted. Can't go wrong. AeroCart.com. Enter the promo code Jillian at checkout, and you'll get 10% off plus free shipping. That's AeroCart, AeroCart.com. Promo code my name, and you'll get 10% off and free shipping. All right, I'm going to do my best to give you a snappy.
Snappy, snappy, we want a snappy.
It's not that snappy. Don't get too excited.
Okay.
Jeez. It's about like mentally attacking your workout. You know, sometimes you just don't. You just don't want to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And so I think, you know, one of the things I was doing the other day is I was like, okay, you know what? Just go for 15 minutes or start, like if you don't want to drive to the gym because even that's too much of a commitment, you know, do an at-home workout and say you'll do 15 minutes. 15 minutes. You know what's gotten a ton of popularity, which drives me crazy, are these 10-minute workouts, right? And they're age old, and they've always driven me nuts. But people, I think, sometimes Mentally, you're like, I can handle this right now, and this is all I can handle today. 10 minutes.
Okay.
And part of me is like, break this down, man. Break it down into like increments and tackle the first one. And if the first one's all you get through, and if at the end of that first increment, you're like, nah, I got nothing, then okay. That's when, you know, if I usually will go and do 15 minutes. And if at 15 minutes, I'm like, I would still rather be dead, then I go home. But normally I'm like, I can tackle 15 more minutes. I got this. Right. And I break it down. I'm like, all right, you know what? You're going to do these four exercises. You have these four exercises left, three sets of. You got this. And I get through the first one. I'm like, you only have 8 more exercises left. 30-second intervals each. Break that down, Jill. What is that? You know, and it's like, okay, 30 seconds, 8 of 4 minutes. You can do 4 minutes. Like, I constantly have to break it down and like tackle it in these small increments. And it's funny because everybody, I started to appreciate that on the next DVD. I did 5 10-minute workouts. All different modalities. It was like one's yoga, one's Pilates, one's kickboxing, one's strength, you know, one's HIIT training. But I was like, I mean, they're an ugly ass 10 minutes. It's like, you know, I'm like, and I was like, you guys want 10 minutes?
I was just going to say, can I have one of those? And now I don't know.
Oh, no. I mean, I'm like, you guys wanted 10 minutes. I'm like, but, you know, I don't do nothing half ass. So but 10 minutes, you're going to get your 10 minutes on. But it's the small goal thing.
But Jillian, that's the essence of the recovery community. It's one day at a time.
Yeah, right.
Right? And if you can't do one day at a time, you do 1 hour at a time.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you're having trouble doing 1 hour, you do a minute at a time. And literally, that's how you break it down to go, I can get through a minute. And what you're saying is, I can get through 10 minutes. And if that's what it is, I think it's brilliant, to be honest.
I just find some days when I'm like, ugh. Because like right now, I'll tell you like, oh my God. Again, you know, here we are with like, I'm like Debbie Downer this whole month. But Nicole's laughing. Nicole walks in the door and I'm like, I want to kill myself. Literally, she's like, okay, so I got the mail. I mean, it's just like, it's a, you know, and some days I'm like, I just don't want to go. I'm just like, I can't. I don't want to go. And even though I know I'm going to feel better when it's over. So I'm like, okay, come on.
Isn't that true? We know the outcome. We know how good we feel, but you're right. Sometimes it's torturous to get there.
Oh, my God, Janice. I just haven't wanted to. I'm like, okay, come on. You know, and it's like I break it down. And I think another thing that's really daunting for people, though, is I see people set themselves up for failure. They take a class they don't belong in yet.
Yes.
You know, they put themselves in situations. Like, I will see it, and I don't mean to sound like an a-hole, but I see people, I'm like, what are you doing here? This is like a level 3 yoga class. Get out of here. And I'm not like,
you get out of here.
I know, but I'm not like, get out of here because I don't want you in there. But I'm like, you belong in the 1-2.
Yeah.
Because you're never coming back here again. You know, you're going to walk out of here with your ass in your hands. And you sign up for something. Like, people will tell me, I swear to God, I can't tell you how many people come up to me. They're like, I just signed up for a marathon, Jill. Can you give me some tips? And like, they haven't done anything in ages. I'm like, a marathon?
Yeah.
You signed up for a marathon? You didn't think to start with a 5K?
I know.
I'm like, what's wrong with you? I'm climbing Everest. It's like,
because it's the goal. Set your goal.
Yes.
Right? Okay. Well, how about a realist?
Yeah. Yes. Start realistically. Because otherwise, you just set yourself up to fail. It's not smart.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then another thing I think is like, look, some days, dude, it takes everything you've got. You know, and in no matter what you've given, revel in that.
How do you mean?
So some days, dude, I get on the Stairmaster for a half an hour and answer emails. And it would never be a Jillian Michaels recommended workout.
Right? No, absolutely
not ever.
Not
ever. And I know people are like, that's what Jillian Michaels does in a workout. You know, yeah. And it's like, but I don't care. I'm like, I just got to get in here and I got to do something. And I can't even right now pull myself together to like this and that and this and this and that and this and that. Because a lot of times what gets me through my workout is I'll either work with a trainer or I get bored. I try something new or I like show off something fun and fancy. And lately I'm just like, I just got to get this done. And it's like, I'm like, you know what you did? You went and you didn't want to go. Good for you. I don't reward myself with food, but I'm like, good for you, dude.
Yeah.
Revel in it, no matter what it was. Like, if you showed up at all.
Yeah, good point.
You know, it's like, and my mom said something to me that was so genius. My mom is so brilliant. I'm about to completely change the subject. But I was talking to my mom, and I was just like, I pulled together for the kids, but I'm like, nothing that I believed in has proven true, right? Like, I'm a woman without God right now. Not literally, but like my belief system, the way that I manage the world. And my mom goes, "Well, honey, pessimism never made anything better." And it was like, well, what choice do you have? Same thing with like, okay, yeah. So you went to the gym and maybe you weren't as awesome as you were yesterday or a week ago or a year ago. Well, getting upset about that isn't going to make anything better. It's not going to make it better.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you revel in the fact that you went in that moment. I swear to God, Janice, in that moment, a light bulb went off. I had a massive epiphany because I was like, hope is for fools. You know, you don't control the world. Horrible things happen. And you know what? I just was in a downward spiral of like helplessness. No matter how hard I try, I can't make it work. No matter what I do, I can't make it work. No matter what I visualize, I can't make it come true. It's almost like I'm cosmically screwed. Like, and it's like when she said that, it was like, and what's your point? Like, what? So you what? Give up on life? You become jaded and cynical, and that's going to accomplish what for you? You think it makes what? Better? It better? No. So revel in it.
Yeah.
No matter how small. What's the alternative going to do? Nothing. Nothing. Make it worse, sure, if that's what you're really looking for. But is that what you're looking for? Then don't go at all. Then that would be my argument. Does that make any, you know?
Absolutely. You know what it reconfirms for me? This is what it reconfirms for me.
What?
Everybody, clap. Go on.
I will. I'm this low. I'm this low. Okay, guys. Weebly time. Weebly was created for people with the courage to start their own businesses who have the dream to be their own boss. And you know what? You don't need to be a web designer. You don't need to know how to code to create a beautiful website, a blog, an online store. We were all unbelievably impressed here with the wide variety of professionally designed, mobile-friendly themes they have to choose from. And all you have to do is drag and drop, and you can quickly build and publish your site. It's that easy. You can customize it, update it, change your site anytime you want on any device. There are over 30 million people who are already dreaming big with Weebly. You can get started today for free at weebly.com/Jillian. That's weebly.com/JILLIAN. Weebly.com/Jillian. Make it happen. News.
Uh-huh.
I want to be vegan. I can't do it, man.
Why do you? Maybe you should decide why you want to.
Because I love animals and it's better for the planet. It was funny. I went to do this event in New York. Do you remember our very first podcast? Not radio show, but podcast. Do you remember the guest we had? I think it was our very first.
Was it Maria Rodel?
Yes, yeah. Dude. And she wrote that book, Organic Manifesto. And
yes,
the Rodale family is like 80 years in the organic movement and all this stuff. So my new book is going to be with Rodale. And they were like, hey, you know, Maria is getting this award at this event called Books for a Better Life. And would you want to present her with the award? I was like, yeah. And I've never met Maria in person. You know, we've spoken on the phone. So we started chatting, and there was one book about vegans and this and that and the other. And she's like, are you vegan? And I was like, no. And she's like, me either. And I was like, I've tried. And she's like, me too. And she's like, you know, in all my experience, you know, with these kinds of books and this, that, and the other, she's like, we need some meat. But women in particular are more at risk for struggling with things like anemia because we have our
period.
Yeah, that. So, I want to say monthly visitors seems really stupid. So, and outdated. So, anyway, I tried again, right, the beginning of the year, and I was like, I'm changing this. I'm doing this. Oh, my God. And we've talked about this. And within a matter, honest to God, of a month, Nicole was, like, trying to wake me up for conference calls. I was like, I need to lay down. And I had to go do all this stuff before my surgery because to be under for such a long time, they need to check your heart and
sure.
all this stuff,
absolutely.
Right? And you need to have, like, the right amount of – you can't have too much right blood cell, all this stuff. And he was like, you're anemic. And I was like, God. And anyway, I just thought, look, even if you do eat meat, because I am eating meat, just not that much. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to eat a little bit more. And I get all my meat. Look, I'm really good about it. I think the answer is the middle, right? I eat only environmentally sustainable meat. I eat only organic meat. So it's as good for me as possible, as good for the planet as possible. I get it all from Greensbury. I've mentioned them before. Love them. They deliver it right to my door. I get it online. And I don't have to do the work, which is great. But, you know, they do the work for you is what I mean. You don't have to, like, get on the Monterey Bay Aquarium app. Anything on the site is safe. But I still wasn't getting enough beef. You know, I just wasn't getting enough iron. And I do kale. I have a kale salad every day. I have kale. Kale and some sort of citrus. Still anemic. And I think, oh yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, once you deplete it, like once you become anemic, it takes a long time to get back. Like it's not just a quick, like, oh, let's take some iron supplements and you're back at it. So you're right. It's a big problem.
And iron supplements aren't great.
No, they're not.
They're not absorbed the right way. They can upset your tummy. So anyway, I just thought, you know something, here are a few things to look out for that maybe you should check in with your doctor. You know, are you exhausted and weak? Because it's one thing to be like, ugh, there's like fed up, like sick of it, tired, annoyed, mentally drained. And there's exhausted. Mm-hmm. I'm exhausted, like physically exhausted. Do you have, this is rare, I never had this, but do you have cravings for things that aren't food? They call it pica, right? Where you like might want to eat dirt or clay, minerals.
Get out of here.
No, no. Mm-mm. Kids do it all the time.
I'm going to have a
pregnant
craving
women.
To eat dirt.
Pregnant women, kids. Lou eats sand. I literally, like, years, I mean.
Yeah, but a kid is a kid. A kid will stick, you know, pussy willows in there to eat. Good God.
No, I'm telling you, when we first, I was like, why is she doing, you know, what's going on? Like, a pregnant woman, same thing. Yeah. Because your body is like, needs the minerals. Headaches. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
the
headaches make sense.
Oh, I had a headache for, oh, my God, Janice. I literally was like, I have had a headache. Am I dying? Am I having a stroke? Like, and I had like a tension headache. But I had a headache for about 2 months every single day. And I started taking magnesium and eating more meat. And it went away.
And it went away.
Yeah. Heartbeats irregular. Short of breath. Chest pains, which you might think you're having a friggin' heart attack.
There's got to be something. When I got anemic in my 20s, mine was my color.
I just was about to say, skin is pale.
Yeah, I was just like.
Skin's pale.
Not even
pasty.
Pasty ashen color.
Yep, nails are brittle.
Yeah, it was weird.
And your hands and your feet are always cold, which, by the way, can be.
Circulation.
Yeah, but it's which can be affected by anemia, though.
Yeah, it was brutal. I just remember it was. Months to get back. Months.
How'd you get anemic?
I was dancing. I wasn't eating properly. And I wasn't eating meat. I went vegetarian for in my 20s.
Yeah.
And I did it very quickly. And I did it without thought. It's because my girlfriend at the time was vegetarian. I went, oh, I'm going to eat how she eats.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, I didn't, I just dumped it all out of my diet.
I was just talking to a guy friend of mine who's vegan. And he's like, the China study and this and that. And I was like, well, there's a little more to that, you know, but it's like, then they did this study on rats and they gave them only plant-based and they got cured. And I was like, okay, but We're not talking about what kind of meat. That's a conversation no one's having. If you're talking about cows that are being fed genetically engineered corn and it's heavily sprayed and filled with hormones and antibiotics and the pesticide on the corn and the whole thing, yes, that's, you know, bad for you. But if you're talking about a piece of organic grass-fed beef, it's loaded with omega-3, protein. I mean, it's, you don't need to eat it every meal. No, you don't. But, you know, you need some. And he's like, I don't know why I feel so tired. And I was like, oh, dude, you got to go to the doctor. Vitamin B, need vitamin B shot in the ass. He's now getting one every 2 weeks. And I don't know. I just think sometimes we get wrapped up. And by the way, you don't need to be paleo either. You don't need all that meat.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, my God, we as a culture, we have moved so far into being extreme with everything. Extreme in politics, extreme with our diet. Everything is extreme. What's weird is that the answer is always going to be a shade of gray. It's always going to be in the middle.
Yes.
Balance. So, I mean, just if you're feeling that way, maybe go see if you're anemic. You'd be amazed how many women are borderline anemic.
Are you no longer anemic?
Nope. I had to get all my ducks in a row, man, before the surgery. Well, I was like, okay. And I ate beef. I ate it every day for a month. Every day. Crave jerky. I mean, every day. I was like, jerky, grass-fed burger, all of it.
Did you gain weight?
No. You want the truth?
You lost.
I got leaner. Yeah. I just personally, like, the answer, I'm telling you, the answer is simple. I always say calories, that's number one. I always say chemicals, that's equally as important. Number two, right? The two most important rules. But if you really kind of want to be lean, it's like predominantly plants, ethical, organic meat in moderation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some whole grains, a little bit of fruit. And if you work out, more grains.
Were you gassy?
No, I'm not gassy. I have really good gut health. I think maybe because I take enzymes and probiotics.
You too. Don't tell me you don't.
No, but not. But things don't make me like super gas. Like I don't have an upset stomach. I don't get that a lot. The only thing that makes me gassy is like raw garlic. Look out.
Did you ever do a Dutch oven with Heidi?
No, I try not to do that.
Does she do that to you?
No, I try to keep the romance alive. Kids do it though.
See, have you ever farted in front of her?
Try not to.
Really?
Yeah, we try not to.
Wow.
I find that fascinating when couples who have been together as long as you have don't just naturally do that.
Try to keep the romance alive, man.
Do you go to the bathroom with the door open?
Pee sometimes.
And you guys have never done that.
Mm-mm.
What's so unromantic about a toot?
That's not sexy.
No, it's not. It's poo particles flying out of your beehole.
Yeah, no. This is why you're not sleeping with people.
No, there's many reasons. I'm sure that's one of them. But when I meet somebody, I just don't crack one out. Hey, nice to meet you, whack. I mean, that's not like my second thing I say.
Yeah, no.
What happens when you guys do toot in front of each other?
Excuse
do you like
me.
Giggle? You say, excuse me.
Excuse
you
me.
Gotta be kidding me.
Like,
are you friggin' kidding me? You say, excuse me.
Dick,
you've been
try
together
Heidi.
How long?
Try Heidi.
7 years.
Yes, yeah,
and you
years.
Say, oh, excuse me.
Oh, excuse
oh,
me.
Oh, my God. Are you? Oh, God. You know what?
Manners, Janice. She's gonna be embarrassed. No, she won't be because she doesn't do it. Come on, honey. Oh, she's not going to answer. So annoying.
Can you hold on just 1 second?
Ah, yes.
Thank you. Hello?
Honey, can you please tell Janice, do we fart in front of each other all the time?
Yeah.
No!
Oh.
No!
Sometimes. Not like, no, I mean, sometimes. Maybe, I would say maybe 5 times in our whole 7 years.
So that's not all the time. That's like
but you said, do we fart in front of each other? sometimes.
5 times in 7 years.
Like, you know, every now and then it kind of squeaks out when you don't expect it. And then, yes, but not on purpose.
See? And then, Heidi, do you honestly say, excuse me?
We usually laugh.
No, you say, excuse me.
But, Heidi, why? I don't understand the concept. You guys have been together for 7 years. What? I don't understand.
Because you don't want to, like, ruin... I don't know. There's just some things I feel like you shouldn't do.
See? Told you.
How can you both feel the same way? It makes no sense to me. I don't understand. I mean,
there's a reason you're single, little girl.
What'd you say?
I said there's a reason she's single, honey.
Oh.
I don't know.
She's ripping ass in front of everybody all the time. Don't you think?
Don't you think it's kind of endearing, Heidi, when you just kind of just a little, just to like to toot on her thigh or something?
No. Oh.
Well, I guess that answers that. Thanks, Heidi.
Yeah, thanks, honey.
No problem.
Find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.